Dr. David Kessler, the Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, is resigning. The imminent departure of the man who waged war against the tobacco industry triggered an instant rise today in the price of tobacco stocks on Wall Street and sent shockwaves through the nation's enormous food and drug industries. NPR's Vicky Quay reports.
6 years ago, when Dr. David Kessler took over as FDA commissioner, the agency was reeling from the biggest scandal in its history. A number of companies that make generic drugs were caught selling adulterated and mislabeled products. They falsified records and paid FDA inspectors to look the other way. Kessler stepped in and reorganized the agency's enforcement efforts, but he didn't stop there. He set the tone for the years to come when he cracked down on Procter & Gamble for mislabeling frozen orange juice as fresh. And since then, he's taken on everyone from the makers of breast implants to hearing aids, even infant formula. And he pushed through a plan that greatly speeded up drug approvals for life-threatening conditions like AIDS and cancer. Even so, fellow Republicans in the Bush administration criticized him for being overzealous, a turncoat. But Kessler continued. He took the Red Cross to court when it failed to adopt new measures to ensure the safety of the nation's blood supply. Kessler's largest target to date has been the tobacco industry. Over the past 3 years, Kessler has delved into a far-reaching investigation to build a case for having the FDA regulate tobacco products as nicotine delivery devices. Kessler, a former pipe smoker, told public radio host Diane Rehm that the basis for such action is to protect the nation's children.
We as parents, I as a physician, we tell young people not to smoke, but walk down the street and look at the billboards. Look at Joe Camel, the imagers that associate fun and independence and glamour and adventure. We send very conflicting messages to our young people, and we need to stop doing that.
Even though some industry officials called him a bully and a thug, and his agency one of the worst job killers in America, the Clinton administration stood by him during its first term, despite repeated Republican attempts to scale back the FDA's regulatory powers. Sources say he was asked to stay on for the second term, but Kessler refused, saying it's time to return to private life. Kessler will stay on until a successor is chosen. I'm Vicky Quay in Washington.